flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Definitely one of the hardest parts about being a fan is when your favorite players leave. You know, it's inevitable. And you may have loved Ha-Sung Kim. Many people did. You know, get his bobblehead. The helmet falls off.
So
really
good.
Cool. Others, obviously, aren't as devastated by this loss. But there's always that one guy that was on your team, and then it gets traded away or signs as a free agent with another team.
Yeah.
And it just like, it just rips your heart out.
100%.
Just absolutely rips your heart out. You didn't have to live through a ton of that as a Yankees fan growing up.
No, not really. It was the opposite.
Yes. You were the team ripping other teams' hearts out by taking their players.
Taking their players. But then it was, you guys are adding the guys in that I hate the most on the planet. Like Wade Boggs. I had to root for Wade Boggs. I hated Wade Boggs. Jacoby Ellsbury, Kevin Youk. I mean, I've done this. The list goes on and on. That's a problem in and of itself. You know, it's a different problem to have, but it's like, oh, cool, you got these dudes that I have. Johnny Damon. I'm like, I loathe that guy, and he's here now. Roger Clemens, that lasted for about 3 minutes until I watched Roger Clemens pitch. I was like, glad you're here. Phenomenal. But, Padres fans, we were just talking about it because we didn't get to this yesterday. And before we do the throwback gurgle, I wanted to play this audio for you, and I will preface this by saying I absolutely adore Harold Reynolds. I do. I do think he talks out of his ass a lot, and this has now become a yearly MLB Network tradition where a host, along with a beat writer or a reporter like John Morosi, will speculate that the Padres should trade, one, Fernando Tatis Jr. This is a yearly tradition. Nobody wants this kid here in San Diego, at least on a national level. So here's what Harold and John Morosi had to say.
If I'm moving anybody, the pitching is what made the Padres rise to where they're at. Their starting rotation is as good as anybody. They had the bullpen. They put all that stuff together. They pitch. They put them in games. Manny, you can't move that contract.
Nope.
Bogarts, not moving that contract. There's one player that can change the whole direction of this organization, that's Tatis. And I'm putting him on the market to trade. And you know how many teams are going to hop in at that number, at that young player to go get him? And now I keep my pitching, I'll get back something for Tatis, and we will keep this thing rolling. But to go and say I'm getting rid of my pitching, you know how hard it is to find pitching in today's game? I just don't see it.
Number one, there's no guarantee that if you traded Fernando Tatis Jr., you're keeping Michael King and Dylan Cease. There's just no guarantee of that at all. Even if you guaranteed me I would keep Michael King and Dylan Cease, I'm not trading Fernando Tatis Jr. I mean, for anybody, like, he is a guy, Ben, that when they gave him a statue contract 5 years ago, it looked insane at the time, and I know he's had his issues, whatever. He is a guy that if you traded would absolutely gut this city, this franchise. Now, are there extenuating circumstances where it's happened? It happens in baseball. It happens in football and basketball. You're watching it with Jimmy Butler right now, who just says, I'm not going to be here, so I'm not going to play. I don't think Fernando would do that and say, you bet you guys got to trade me. But that's the only circumstance where I would even consider it, is if he said, I don't want to play here anymore. I want to go play somewhere else. You have to trade me. That's the only time I would consider it. I wouldn't give that dude up for anything. You saw him in the playoffs last year. He's electric. He is 26 years old. And yeah, like Diesel says, Harold in there saying, you know how hard it is to find pitching? It ain't as hard as finding a Fernando Tatis Jr. I'll tell you that. Like, you can cobble. The Dodgers won the World Series with two pitchers. You can cobble pitching together sometimes. You cannot find a guy like him. And when he's healthy, he is an MVP caliber player. His contract is actually pretty reasonable for the way contracts are going now. He owns this fan base. This fan base adores Fernando Tatis Jr. He's a five-tool player. You don't trade five-tool players in their prime.
You build around them.
It does feel like, you know, fans would be carrying pitchforks to Petco Park if that did happen. Now, okay, let me put logical.
Oh, no.
I mean, is it possible that internally, and I have heard nothing other than Padres love Fernando.
Correct.
Internally. But, you know, the doctors look at him and go, we just don't see him being able to stay healthy over the course of a season. It's the one knock, really, on Fernando Tatis Jr.
That's actually a risk.
For everybody.
Well, it's a risk for everybody, but it's a risk I'm willing to take with him because he's already locked into a very reasonable deal as far as superstar players go. So I'm willing to run that risk, Ben. We see it, you know, Mike Trout barely plays anymore. It's a real bummer to see. But I'm willing to take that risk for, let's call it even 5-6 more years of prime Fernando Tatis Jr.
All I'm saying is that it might not be a 0% chance.
No, I don't think it's. I don't think it's a 0% chance. But I think it is. Don't you find it weird to me though? This, when I said it's an annual tradition, it's literally an annual tradition. This is a MLB talking point. Like, hey, we haven't brought up the Padres getting rid of their cornerstone player in a while. We should do that now.
Yeah, you know, C313 says they traded Soto. Anything's possible. They didn't have Soto signed and locked up to a long term deal.
Yeah, they
were going to lose him for nothing.
Yeah.
At the end of the 2024 season, and they not traded him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a totally different set of circumstances.
Yeah, I don't believe in untouchable players, untradeable pieces. Everybody, you know, while it may be extremely unlikely, every single player, whether it's your number one prospect, your star player, they're tradable.
Sure.
No, any GM would tell you that privately.
Oh yeah.
But like you said, I don't think it's a 0% chance, but I think it's like
one
or 2%
right.
Likelihood of trading Fernando Tatis Jr. I don't see it happening.
Yeah, Fernando's got a no trade through 2028. But again, if he wanted to be traded, he could waive that, certainly. And it's just not something I even want to entertain. I mean, I can't imagine, A, what the haul would be back, and you would feel immediately like it's not enough. I expect big things from Fernando, and I think, you know, I think he's grown up a lot. I think he's going to continue to grow. He's still 26 years old. But I just don't think you move him. I'm not mad that they do this every year. I'm not. I'm trying to think of other comparable players and I'm wondering, do they do the same to them? I don't know. I just see the Padres clips and I'm biased towards it, but do they do this for other teams, or should the Reds be looking to move Ellie De La Cruz? Should Should the Orioles be looking to move off of Adley Rutschman at this point?
The Brewers.
The
Jackson
Brewers.
Churio.
Jackson Churio.
I mean, he's on a bargain.
Yeah. Maybe the best comp for the Padres would be, and I remember this, 1990 when they traded Roberto Alomar. Now, he was only 22 at the time, but he played three seasons. Tatis is a little more established, a bigger star than Alomar was at the time, but you knew Alomar was going to be.
Oh, he was a guy.
He was going to be, if not a Hall of Famer, which he was, going to be an all-star, like, all the time. And Padres did get, what was it, Tony Fernandez and Joe Carter. You know, they sent Fred McGriff in that deal as well, but
wow.
That was one you
thought
Padres would probably regret, yeah. You know, when they even made that deal.
Yeah, you're too young to remember, like, Ozzie Smith, right?
Yeah, I mean, Ozzie was still fairly young as well when he was traded for Tempe. You know, it's not like they didn't get anything back for him, a guy who helped them win the 1984 pennant. So, but, you know, generational players don't come around very long, very often.
Hence why it's really tough to trade a generational player, you know. So I love Harold Reynolds. I do. I think he's great. I loved him when he was a player. I love him as an analyst, but he says goobery stuff sometimes, and it's probably not even his fault.
It happens every year.
Every single year this happens.
Whether it's him, whether it's JT the Brick.
Yeah, yeah, you got to trade this guy. Like,
trust me, I'm hearing things.
Like, yeah, yeah, I'm hearing. They're looking. Yeah, that was JT for like the last 2 years. They're trading him. They're trading him. So he's still here, and I just don't think you mess with that, man. He's a showman, bro. He's the reason you go to a ball game is to see a guy like that play baseball.
And you know what? So is the guy next to him in center field.
100%.
And in 1 year, he already showed swagger, confidence,
leadership.
The showmanship, leadership. He showed so much of that in year one.
Yeah, you build around those guys.
That could be the most special outfield in baseball for the next, 8 years.
Yeah, 100%. So I just don't think you mess with it. I respect Harold Reynolds, but I think it's absurd. I wish they would stop bringing it up.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
In the sense that it's the most tradable piece to other teams, most appealing piece to other teams.
Teams would salivate over that. Like, we'll give you our top three prospects and a guy that can throw 150 innings on the big league level. But yeah.
The way contracts are going, he's going to be a $40, $50 million player, at least potential. And you got him for $25 million a year.
Yeah, it's insane. He's young. He's one of the most athletic guys I've ever seen. He switched to right field, won a platinum glove. He was electric in the playoffs. He's an electric player.
You acquire Tatis, he's the number one jersey seller for your team.
Correct.
Day one.
I would hate it, man. I mean, I would hate it. It would be very tough to stomach.
I mean, you just said, three top prospects, but that could turn into nothing.
Right.
It often does. You're risking turning Fernando Tatis Jr. into nothing.
Right.
And that would be a consequence that sets your franchise back years, if not decades.
That'd be terrible. It'd be terrible.
And that's why I think the odds of it happening are maybe not zero, but extremely low.
Yeah, I don't understand it from them every year. But this is the lot that we've been dealt as Padres fans. So it's
Alomar is one that stands out, not as a trade, but the free agent Kevin Brown leaving in 1998. I was like most pre-mad about that one. You knew the Padres weren't going to be able to afford to keep him. Dodgers ended up getting him. It just felt angry that happened. We're still mad today about Dodgers stealing away Padres players. Didn't work out all that well for the Dodgers. That's the crazy thing. That was so mad about that. And he never pitched as well again as he did in 1998 for the Padres.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not even something I think that they should consider, especially right now, where they stand. But it would be tough. That'd be the toughest one to swallow, I think, in franchise history, certainly.
Speaking of tough to swallow, my stomach noise still, we can play that at any time. It's not going anywhere.
No,
so why don't we push it back maybe to the bottom of the hour here? We've got Don't Do This coming up next. Eagles fan. Saw that story yesterday.
Bringing up a lot of bad things.
Sad stuff.
Yeah,
I know.
Very sad.
It is sad.
But listen, this is not sad. This is good. This is fun. If you if you're a California sports fan, good news: Underdog available to play right here in our state. The best app for your big game party is actually on your phone. It's called Underdog. Underdog, the best place to cash in on all your takes during the big game. Which players are going to go off? Which ones are ice cold? Make your entries in just a few taps. With their pick 'em game, you can win up to 1,000 times your money just by choosing higher or lower on player stats. You guys know how daily fantasy works. They are the only Pick'em platform puts the power to cash out in your hands. Now you can either keep riding with your entry or tap the Win Now button to cash out whenever you want. Been having a blast with Underdog, as I've told you. And I'm looking forward to looking at the big game and seeing which ones I'm going to bet there or which ones I'm going to pick there. Underdog is the best place to play Pick'em. Download the app, sign up with the promo code Woods, and deposit now. You'll get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. That's promo code Woods. Must be 18 and over. Present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms do apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Don't do it.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, first pre-do this, don't do this goes to me for forgetting to give away the Tom Arnold tickets.
Oh,
we will do that at the end of Don't Do This. And if I don't, then I am suspending myself or something.
No, you're still going
to
stay.
You have to, I have to stay.
No,
you don't want me to suspend myself.
Yeah, not going to do that.
All right, Don't Do This is brought to you by Trust and Will. Don't leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die. Do set up a trust or will online at trustandwill.com. It's a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. This is a very sad story, but it also falls under the category of, you know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why when Philly wins big games, they grease the light poles.
Yeah.
You know, it's a Philly tradition. People climb up to the tops of light poles. And, all right, what? Why are you trying to stop them from doing that? Because it's dangerous.
Massively dangerous.
Especially when people have been drinking and they climb up a light pole. Guess what happens? Sometimes you fall. Sometimes you get hurt. And in the worst case scenario, sometimes you die. An 18-year-old Temple University student has passed away after falling from a light pole while celebrating the Philadelphia Eagles NFC Championship win. Tyler Sabapathy was celebrating with fans on the streets. Mm. Video shows Sabapathy holding onto a street pole, then slipping and falling flat on his back, hitting his head on the concrete sidewalk.
God,
he was hospitalized with a brain injury and pronounced dead 2 days later. And that is why you do not climb up, especially intoxicated, up light poles, no matter how happy you are that your football team is just going to the Super Bowl.
It's one of the most terrifying things about being a parent is your kids climbing on stuff. Honestly, like it gives me the... When my kids climb on the back of the couch, you know, you fall off, you hit your neck, you're done, right? Like, it's just so terrifying. But this, there's the only... you're out there, you're in the moment. You get caught up. You're like, hell yeah, I could absolutely see myself climbing a light pole at 18. Yes, no question.
If the day ever happens and the Padres win the World Series, leave the gas lamps in the gas lamp district alone.
Leave them alone. I don't even know that I would go down that night. I think that would be too much for me.
I probably agree with you.
You know? I mean, how old will we be? We're going to be 50 this year. We're talking, we could be 65 years old.
Just play that video of the guy marching through the streets of San Diego and we'll just call it a celebration.
Just call it a day, man. This is always an interesting defense. When you send a tweet that you probably shouldn't have, you can always revert back to, wasn't me, I was hacked. And Patrick Mahomes
Senior, prove I wasn't.
Yeah, prove I wasn't hacked. He, the other day, tweeted after Patrick Mahomes has eliminated the Buffalo Bills, tweeted from his account that it's a great day to not be from Buffalo. Okay? So he got summarily dragged because, well, today is a great day to not be from Buffalo. That's all he said. Well, people, knowing his history of like 3 DUIs in like the last couple years, having some problems of his own, they started to drag him. And I mean drag him. And so yesterday...
It wasn't even clever or witty.
It's not clever or witty at all. Like,
I mean, I get he's cheering for, you know, Kansas City and his son.
But... Yeah, but he's, you know, taking a shot at Buffalo unnecessarily. So it happens. It's not even that bad of a tweet. If you sent that tweet just own it, right? But he didn't want to own it. So he definitely ruffled some feathers and then went on to Instagram and posted, haven't been on Twitter/X in years. My account was hacked. I do not have access to it. Please disregard any tweets from at P. Mahomes. He'd been tweeting for like the last week, though, from that account. Like, this is my boy, excited, you know, feeling this energy from Chiefs Nation, like pictures of them together. The last time, I mean, he tweeted in November of 24. So that's not years, right? That's a couple of months, and he was very active on Twitter. So again, one of those situations where I don't know that I necessarily buy the I was hacked thing.
Yeah, that one.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Because, well, you were tweeting all week about it. Just wear that tweet. That's not even that bad of a tweet.
It does bring up a point that we've made before. And we often, you know, remind people that even superstar athletes have to deal with real life stuff.
Who more than Patrick Mahomes?
And you know what? Hey, they had an off game, whatever. You know, you don't know what they're dealing with in their private lives. We know. Patrick Mahomes has dad drama, wife drama,
mom drama. It just goes on.
His tight end is dating the most famous woman on the planet. Drama.
Yeah.
Drama, drama, drama. And he doesn't really bring much, if any, of it onto himself, but it surrounds him at all times. And he just continues to...
just plows through.
Plow through and do his thing and perform at an elite level.
Playing quarterback is his escape.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Being on the field getting chased by defensive linemen is his escape.
I was reading, there's some stories, just like he goes... Apparently, you know, he goes into this place, like 90 minutes before a game, like, he just locks in. Like, everything else is gone. Like, dark room, like, I am getting into my quarterbacking zone. Yeah. And that's it, you know, for the next 4 hours, I am Patrick Mahomes, super quarterback for the Chiefs, and none of the rest of this
exists
in his world.
That's what makes pros pros.
Yeah.
The ability to do that, to tune out 40,000 people screaming against you, whatever it may be, you know, to make a play, hit a fastball, deliver a pitch, whatever it may be, or sling the ball down the field in Patrick Mahomes' case. But yeah, that's what makes the great ones great. None of that stuff gets to them at all. And they just put their head down and get through it. So,
yeah, his brothers brought some negative headlines. Andy says his place was robbed too, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
doesn't matter. Patrick Mahomes is just gonna go out and get it done on the football field.
And you're still rolling with the Eagles in the big game.
I am still rolling with the Eagles this week, next week.
All right,
but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
All right, Paulie's bringing to the table a little doo-doo this.
D-D mega doo-doo.
Played this for us earlier. It's a video, but you know, you'll be able to picture it. Now, I will say, spoiler alert. I know there are some people out there... Well,
it's a spoiler alert, but it's intended to be a spoiler alert. Like, it's a Super Bowl ad that
people
will air
sometimes
next Sunday, and companies want those out now.
Well, yeah,
to 2 weeks before the actual game. You used to have to wait for the Super Bowl actual broadcast to see the commercials.
But there are some fans who want to be surprised on Super Bowl Sunday. Like, they're watching more for the commercials than the game.
I don't know how you avoid them at this point.
It is hard to avoid. But I'm just telling anybody that if you don't want to see or hear a Super Bowl commercial before it actually plays on Super Bowl Sunday,
you better stay off social media.
Yeah.
Or
here. That's true. But we are going to play one for you that, it tickled our
fancies. It's one of the
best
Super Bowl commercials I've seen in probably the last 10 years.
It's really good.
So the setup here is... You remember the Billy Crystal, Meg Ryan movie, When Harry Met Sally.
One of my favorites.
Top five movie from
all
time.
Of course, the famous scene at Katz's Deli in New York. And now, you know, how many years later is it? 30?
What was that, like 88,
35
89?
Years later.
Yeah.
They have returned the principals. Billy Crystal, Meg Ryan sitting at the same table.
It's a Hellman's mayonnaise commercial.
Yeah.
I can't believe they let us back in this place.
Why?
Hello?
Nobody remembers that.
Nobody remembers. They're eating their sandwich.
Yeah. Big bite of the sandwich.
Something wrong?
Not doing it.
No good?
Nothing.
Well, we can't have that.
Now she adds the Hellmann's.
Throw a little Hellmann's on there.
Mmm. Mmm.
Mmm. What's happening?
Mmm.
Oh. There we go.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
Oh, boy.
So good. Mm. It's just woo.
This one's real.
Yes.
Yes! Yes!
Oh. Lunch and a show. Huh? How about that?
Now that is a sandwich. I'll have what she's having.
Sydney Sweeney.
I'm sitting with a condom.
Sweeney says, I'll have what she's having.
I mean, they nailed it.
It's crushed it.
Absolutely crushed it.
I really like both. I mean, it's one of my favorite movies ever. When I was a kid, it was an adult movie when I was a kid, but it spoke to me. I really enjoyed it a lot, and still do. I need to give that a rewatch. It's been way too long.
Probably watch it like once every year.
Kirby is absolutely incredible in it. Incredible. It's great. It's great.
Billy Crystal doesn't get quite enough love. Sometimes.
He doesn't. He really doesn't. Guys, he's amazing.
So, City Slickers. I love brilliant City
movie.
Slickers.
Brilliant movie. He's great.
Would you like to go to the movies with me tonight?
Paprikaj.
Waiter.
That may be the one scene that I don't like. That one.
Paprikaj.
There's too much pepper on my paprikaj.
Yeah. Other than that, it's a pretty brilliant film. Mr. Zero knew? Mr. Zero knew. So good.
And that is a Don't and Do Do This for a Thursday.
Oh, Carrie Fisher.
That
yes.
was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
I teased it in our promo yesterday. You were already gone. But I said, I get the negativity this offseason for the Padres. But what is something you're actually looking forward to for the upcoming season? We got Fan Fest on Saturday. There's going to be people there. There's going to be stars there. What are you actually, come on, something you're looking forward to for this baseball season?
I've seen 2% positive comments on Instagram and X right now. It's about 2%.
I'm not saying you're not justifying to have some, you know, negative feelings. I'm saying you should have a few positive ones as well. And I want to get to that first. I've got some Tom Arnold tickets to give away. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, I did remember on the third try here. We've got two tickets to see Tom Arnold at National Lampoon, The Yellow Door, this Saturday. You can get your own tickets at nlyellowdoor.com/San Diego or call Paul right now. Fourth caller, 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Win your pair of tickets to Tom Arnold. Check that box off, Woods.
Very well done, guys. And I'm here to tell you about Loan Pronto. Don't go through another year with all your high interest debt. You can wipe it all out now with Loan Pronto. They make it easy to pay off all your credit cards with their rapid equity loan, or you can tackle that 2025 home improvement project. Get cash in your pocket fast. No appraisals, no paperwork, no waiting. Their AI-driven technology gets you approved and funded in as little as a day. Low fixed rates, lightning fast transfers. Do it too. Consolidate debt, improve your home, take control of your finances today. Imagine being credit card debt free by this time next week. Don't wait. Call Loan Pronto now, 619-207-4336, or visit loanpronto.com. Get your free rate quote now with no hard credit pull at 619-207-4336 or loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781. Subject to lender approval, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Call me crazy.
You want to
inject just a little bit of positivity into the atmosphere ahead of Fan Fest on Saturday.
You're going to get killed.
I know. That's fine. I know, but I've talked to people. You know, there will be people at Fan Fest. They will be happy to be there. Not every Padres fan is wired the same way.
Correct.
And we will be out there. We'll be broadcasting live 10 to noon. Then Annie and Elston, noon to 2. And Gwen and Chris, 2 to 4. Section 113. I was told yesterday is where you can find us, which I believe is down the right field line where we were
last
time. I don't think
it's as far down as where we were last time, but yeah, it's 113. I think it's like right behind the first base bag.
Yeah, near Grand Ole there, kind of, I think. Yeah,
I think it's going to be somewhere in there.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, we'll see you out there. We know Jake Cronenworth is supposed to be stopping by, the newlywed.
Yes,
Mike
sir.
Schilt, the skipper, going to be on with us
good
as well in our second hour. And I want to bring some positivity to the table. In fact, I want to open the phone lines. We gave away the prize already, so phone lines are clear. If you want to inject some positivity or tell me why I'm crazy, fine. 833-288-0973. You can join us here, 833-288-0973. The segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Robert Half. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. They're recruiting professionals utilizing award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. Want to take the easiest one off the board? of what something I am positive and looking forward to in 2025.
We're down the first base side, by the way.
That's what I said. First base side.
Oh, I thought you said third.
No, first base.
Okay.
Like grand old, down the first base line. I think the easiest one to take off the board here. I am really, really excited to see Jackson Merrill season two. I mean, like, I cannot wait.
This is Jackson Merrill.
After what we saw in year one, even if he doesn't take a big step forward, it's already pretty amazing. But the possibility that he could take, you know, that step that a lot of guys do after they've seen pitching all through the league, they've gotten accustomed to the big league, you know, travel schedule and everything that goes along with being a rookie, all the inherent disadvantages to being a rookie, and seeing what Jackson Merrill can do in his second season, that to me is the number one thing I am really, really looking forward to in 2025.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a very obvious answer. I was thinking about it last night. A few things. I think I'm actually, at least with some of the people I interact with, I'm in the minority on Luis Arraez. I love hitting. I love hitting so much, and I've never been good at it. And I love watching guys that ply their craft at the art of hitting. I know he doesn't hit the ball the hardest. I know he doesn't hit the ball the farthest. I know he doesn't walk enough. I love to watch that man hit. I just do. I love watching guys that are so good. I watch every one of his videos he puts out in the off season, of how he trains. And I teach my kid and my kids, watch how he keeps his head still. You know what I mean? Watch this knob to the ball. Watch the barrel come through. It's like baseball porn for me. I just love watching that dude hit. So I'm excited to see if he's here, what he can do with a surgically repaired thumb. The bullpen is another area that I'm very excited to watch and I think can be pretty nasty. I want to see Sean Reynolds take the next step. I want to see Yuki Matsui after a year, you know, kind of a culture shock being here, didn't have some great outings. I want to see if he can take the next step.
That's a good point. There's no reason to think that he should be a little bit better than he was season.
I would hope so, yeah.
And he wasn't that bad. He had a couple of bad outings for sure. But overall, the numbers were actually pretty fine, and you would only think he would get better next year. You mentioned Sean Reynolds, and then you didn't have Jason Adam to start last year. Now you've got him as part of the pen. He's pretty nasty as well. Yeah, the bullpen is definitely an area where you can dream and get a little excited for the 2025 Padres. Paul, you got something?
I was going to say Jackson Merrill.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sure. But I will say I'm looking forward to a full, healthy season from Manuel Machado.
Me too.
At third base.
Started last year, obviously, not being Manny for the first couple of months.
A lot of the same reasons Woods just gave for Arraez. I could watch Manny Machado play third base all day long.
Forever.
It's just unbelievable, both offensively and defensively, what he brings. He had a pretty damn good 2024 for not being full health until, I don't know, June, July, and he still put up, you know, I think just shy of 30 home run. I think he had 29 last year, but give me a full season of a healthy Manny Machado. It's always fun to see how far can he take this.
You can never, you know, guarantee health or even predict health, but I do feel like, especially offensively, the Padres are in a much better spot this year than they were last year health-wise. With Manny coming off his surgery, you know, Arraez played most of the season hurt last year. Yeah. Xander's battled, you know, injuries the last couple of years. Tatis has had injuries. Now, maybe that's chronic and everybody's going to be hurt again this year. But we haven't really gotten to see a Padres season where their main core stayed healthy and what that actually looks like. And, you know, I can kind of dream on it this year a little bit just because you don't have quite as many issues going into the season. Now, pitching's on the other side. Knowing that Joe is out for the year and there's nothing they can do about it, that's a tough one because you're thin at pitching and you know that other pitching injuries will crop up over the course of the season. That's a true concern. But on the offensive side of the ball, the Padres, I think health-wise, are in a pretty good place and better than they've maybe been the last couple of years going into the season.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's the off season has been so tumultuous. It's been so It's been such a tough pill to swallow getting that close last year. You know, in a perfect world, you win 93 games and feel like you were the favorites for the World Series if you hadn't gone 24 scoreless. And to not build on that right now stinks. It stinks. There's no other way to look at it. So I can understand that perspective. But for me, I know I'm wired differently. I just love the game. I love having the games on. I love having something to look forward to every single day. For, you know, a long stretch. I love watching with my kids. I love teaching the game with my kids. I love them learning. I love them watching the players. And, yeah, man, I like watching Michael King pitch last year was like watching an artist paint at times. And I hope, you know, we can find a way to keep him. And so, yeah, man, we're not. If I was a Marlins fan, I'd still be excited to see what the Marlins were going to run out there. But, I'm excited. I'm getting more excited by the day the closer we get. But yeah, with all this stuff going on in the legal world of this team, it does make you get a little bit panicked about the future. And when you have the main network for Major League Baseball telling you you should trade your superstars, it's tough. It's tough to get excited. And I do understand that.
All right, let's go out to the phones for some tier ones. We got Alfredo on the line. Alfredo, always good to hear from you. Good morning. Welcome to 97.3 The Fan.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Good, buddy.
Good, good. So I am actually excited for the game because I want to see what Shields is going to do. I mean, like, he had a great track record with the Cardinals, and he sure as hell didn't have Tati, Merrill, Machado, yep, Sander, and a Rice in that lineup when he was managing the Cardinals. And he had a great season. And on top of that, you still have Cease, you have King, you have Darvish going out, and even Waldron, if he does go out. I mean, like, it's going to be good. And if the Dodgers mess it up, oh, my God, it's going to be so much sweeter.
It really is.
Everything. I mean, like, I am excited, even though we didn't stack up on players like we hoped. But you know what? We still have five potential All-Stars in the lineup. First team. So it can be that bad.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and I would actually say potential All-Stars. You could have more. I mean, you really could if you factor in a Robert Suarez or something like that, a Michael King, a Dylan Cease, a Jackson Merrill, Fernando Tatis, a Manny Machado, a Luis Arraez. There's seven, eight guys right now that you could see, if they have a strong first half, could cruise to the All-Star game. I mean, that's a good place to start. It's not perfect by any stretch because, honestly, man, if one of those guys on the left side goes down, you feel like you're toast. I mean, you just feel like you're toast.
I do think Alfredo makes a good point, and I want to talk to Mike Shildt about this. One of my questions for him when we see him on Saturday at FanFest, how far ahead at this point do you feel like you are? Compared to, like, last year at this time, Mike Shildt had gone and met with, you know, some of the players. But when we saw him at the start of spring training, he admitted to us, I got a lot of work to do here. Yeah. I got a lot of work to do.
Well, so he's installing a new culture.
Right. How much of that carries over now to this team with, you know, mostly the same? Well, I mean, you don't have everybody back, but everybody who's back has pretty much been through the Mike Shildt program for a season. You shouldn't have to have quite the ramp up as you did last year. Or is it like football coaches say? Every year is a different team. Sure. Every year is absolutely new, and it's like starting from square one. Even when you have a lot of the same players, it's not the same when you come back another year. How does Mike Shildt approach that? Is he, you know, do you pick up where you left off, or are you kind of going back to the building blocks like you did at the start of spring training in 2024?
One thing I'm excited to see is the identity of this San Diego Padre team in the year 2025. If it were me in charge, I would be hammering home the underdog narrative. I mean, I would just be, hey, literally nobody believes in us. I heard Ben and Woods saying, you know, 81 games will be a stretch. No one believes in us. Nobody. Everybody thinks the team up north is going to run away right to a World Series. You know, let's prove them differently. I would like to see them embrace that role. Villains, if you will, right? Like, the Dodgers are the villains because they spent the most money and et cetera, et cetera. But be the bullies, actually. Like, I'd love to see the Padres take on more of a bully role of, like, you know, no one thinks we can do this thing, and let's show them we can. I love that mentality. I love rooting for a team like that. It's fun.
Can you be both a plucky underdog and a bully at the same time?
100%.
You can do both at the same time?
100%. 100%.
You know, I do worry about they had a lot of great, like, moments, things that magical moments. I don't know you're going to have as many of those this year, but you could.
Why not? Jackson Merrill still exists. Fernando Tatis Jr. still exists.
Go ahead home runs in the eighth.
Manny Machado still exists.
Yeah.
You know, I just, there's no pressure on you, really. I mean, there's, you got close last year, but the pressure is all up north, right? That's 100% of the pressure. And as much fun as Dave Roberts is going to have with that roster, like, it's pretty cool that he gets to do that. The regular season for them means nothing. It just means nothing. So how do you manage like that? How do you manage to keep everyone healthy? That's been an issue for them. There's a tremendous amount of pressure on them. There's really not on the San Diego Padres. I mean, we all want them to do great, but, you know, you didn't spend a nickel in the offseason, really. Go out there and show what you can do with the core of the players that you have.
All right, I want to get to our Throwback Thursday moment. I've been teasing it for about an hour now, so let's get to that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, for today's Throwback Thursday, we're going back 3 years. What did you say, February 1st?
Yeah,
three years ago tomorrow.
3 years ago.
2022. And so Woods has no problem on the air if he has to, you know, just let it out.
That wasn't me, that was Paul.
I not only don't, I can't. For some reason, I am physically incapable of, like, burping.
Right.
Which is weird, but at some point...
Excuse me. I didn't even know we had that drop.
I didn't either.
That's brilliant.
Saving it for the right moment. But, like everyone, I mean, it has to get out somehow.
Yeah.
There are gases that build up and somehow...
Yeah, we know how burps work, yes.
But I can't really...
Ben's playing burp.
He's Ben's playing a burp, yes. This wasn't a burp.
No, it wasn't, but it was definitely a gurgle.
It was a gurgle. Yeah, we were on the air...
Unexpected.
...in the middle of something, and this happened. You thought that was good... thought that was good news yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't know. What in the world? Who was that?
That was me.
My mic was off.
Holy S word.
It was just like an air bubble. What?
Are you okay?
It got me.
Just a little air bubble.
That was incredible.
Oh, wow. That's where that comes from.
Paulie, you can rewind that.
Do we have the old one that we from the last station? Do we
have? I do. You'll have to give me a minute.
Oh, jeez, I just had a short in my brain.
So,
like a cat purring.
Yeah, Paulie didn't take him long.
No, didn't stop there.
To remix that all over the place. Yeah. And there was one particular sound that it reminded everybody of, and I can't say that you were wrong about it either.
Vader's on that ship.
Now, don't get jittery, Luke. There are a lot of command ships. Keep your distance, though, Chewie. But don't look like you're trying to keep your distance. I don't know. Fly casual.
Paulie, I had no idea that was coming, and he just laid me out with it. It's one of my favorite moments, no question. No question about it.
That is funny, because I didn't realize either. What's the drop that it's...
That's incredible.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I forgot that was from there.
I could always assume that's probably about some amazing Manny Machado play.
That's incredible. That was incredible.
Fernando Tatis Jr. home run.
That was incredible.
Now, that's about...
Ben's
a weird gurgling noise that I make.
It's so good, man. It's so good. That gurgle should be like a cue to call for Aztec tickets later.
All right. Well, you know what? We do have some Aztec tickets to give away later, and you know, I'll probably forget about it given my track record this morning. So, not this segment, but anytime in the second half of Ben and Woods when you hear... You'll call in at 833-288-0973, and you can win a pair of tickets to see the Aztecs take on Wyoming on Saturday night at Viejas Arena. Get your tickets at GoAztecs.com. So next time you hear it, call in 833-288-0973. I'm sure J.D. Wicker loves that we're giving away Aztecs tickets based on my stomach-gurgling noise.
I'm sure he doesn't care.
I do get sometimes... kind of butterflies and stomach gurgles as I watch the Aztecs.
Yeah, so maybe, oh, big time.
Maybe it's kind of appropriate that that's how we're giving away the Aztecs tickets.
No, it's a no-brainer. No-brainer at all. That was just Pauly at his best, man. Doing that, getting that, and taking that and putting it in the Star Wars jam was just incredible.
Love so it. Speaking of throwbacks, and we can get to this, I think, coming up after the top of the hour. But if you were listening yesterday, we talked about our friend Lee Hacksaw Hamilton and his old imaging director.
You got a problem.
Milton Hines.
Yes.
And I shared my memories of one of my favorite ever Hacksaw promos on the old 690. When they, what were we talking about yesterday?
You know, we got a problem.
Awkward audio, the awkward moment on ESPN.
That's
where
right.
The host was saying,
the host said it, Jalen Hurts, I have him
not
in the top 10. And his producer just hammers
him. He goes, no, you didn't.
Yeah, no, you didn't. I've got clips everywhere.
And nowadays, like, it's so easy to find the clips. They're everywhere. The receipts are all over the place. But back then, in like the 90s, there was no internet to check up on people.
You could just say stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, there's no app to rewind and find the audio.
There's no listeners listening and calling you out. They might write a letter to the station. It would be 3 weeks later before you got it. What a dream that must have been. You could just come in and do this job
back
and you didn't have to spend your day.
January 5th, you said something that I found particularly offensive.
I mean, I literally got called mentally ill yesterday on social media. So, I mean, they didn't have to deal with any of this stuff.
But
so I don't want to hear these guys crying
Milton
anymore.
There was to keep Hacksaw at least somewhat honest.
Crazy.
And we have actually, thanks to Secret Tier 1, uncovered that audio. And we will share it with you coming up.
You've got a problem.
On 97.3 The Fan.